get some frequency going. You know what I'm saying? Get some frequencies going. See, we done upgraded a little bit. Like, changes the game up. Man, shout out to Leo, man. All Real Leo. Shout out to my man, All Real Leo, man. For helping me out getting me right with the stream, man. We're gonna get into it. I'm just warming up, trying to get some vibes going. It's 11:44 right now. Divine. Excuse me. Molly out here. Sorry. I just had to let it out. Can't hold gas in. You just can't. You're doing yourself disjustice. But welcome everyone. All praise. Alhamdulillah. All praise to the Most High, man. We here. Welcome to the Third Eye Five, just about audio podcast. I'm doing something a little different. I'm just prepping myself for tomorrow. I do have some stuff I want to talk about. I ain't gonna be too long, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be too long, but I do have some stuff I do want to say and talk about and discuss. And we're gonna get into it. Let me get this set up. How y'all doing on this Tuesday night going into Wednesday? Last night, I was listening to this this speech by Farrakhan that I haven't watched yet. I haven't came across it, and always heard of him talking about the mothership and Elijah Muhammad talking about it, but I didn't actually like listen to or heard exactly what he said. I know there's books on it or what he talked about. It's probably written in the one of the what is it, the 5%ers newspaper and stuff like that. He was talking about it there and stuff like that. But I ain't actually sit down to listen to his message, and I did last night, and it was an eye opener. It was a very eye-opener. He touched on a lot of key things that a lot of a lot of preachers and speakers is not really talking about and touching on. Know what I'm saying? And he got into how, like, how people can believe in something, but they just stop at believing. You know what I'm saying? I believe that's it's a lot of that going on, that people will believe in something, but won't put in the work or show their worth or show or just basically just do the work. Like, a lot of people will just believe and not have no type of faith or work behind what they talking about, what they saying. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when he brought that up, it was like, yeah, like, you can see that in today's society, and you could see it then at the time that he was at. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like in times it got worse. It got worse over time. And I'm not here to bash no religion or nothing like that. I believe that all religions are one and they're one of the same, but just, you know what I'm saying, they create separation through just having certain little details and things being altered to make each religion different from each other, but everyone's delivering the same message. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's delivering the same message. It's like, what is you gonna do to live righteously and do the works that Jesus done, or Elijah Muhammad, Buddha? You know what I'm saying? What are you gonna do? That's what it boils down to. What are you gonna do to live out what was done by our ancestors, what our ancestors have done? You know what I'm saying? And you can, like, really look. I mean, there's a lot of, we have a lot of woke conscious people and spiritual people out now and stuff like that. It's getting bigger, but majority is still not grasping what's going on. You feel me? And then we gotta also think too, like, all this some stuff, like, waking up is not for everybody. We know that and we see that, and everybody has their time. Some people's time is not this time. It's probably after they clock out is when they will probably get it, and then probably won't get it then and come back again. You know what I'm saying? But when you have people that's out here delivering message, relatable content, and ways that to let you know, like, everything is bigger than what you think it is. Everything is deeper than what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you have to go the extra mile and do your own research and do the, like basically put yourself in school. Sit down with yourself and really learn something, read something. You know what I'm saying? It's like we have to become the teacher for ourselves. We have to be the disciplined teacher in ourselves to be like, okay, we're going to read this chapter today. We're going to research this today. Oh, I came across this. Let me look up this and see what this means. You know what I'm saying? Because when you do that, you start learning and start looking at things in a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? And over the past 6-7 years, that's what I've been doing. Like, if I don't know something, or I come across something and I don't know exactly what it is, I go and research what it is. I go look it up, because I always like learning. You know what I'm saying? I always like to research and understand the origin of things and what's being said and done. You know what I mean? Like, because what we have been told is not the truth, and we can see the living proof of that every day now, especially now. Like, everything's coming out. You got your Diddy allegations. You got your Jeff Epstein's. You got your Donald Trump's. You got your presidents. You know what I'm saying? It's like everything's being exposed in this new age of Aquarius. We just got out of the Kali Yuga on the 15th, which was yesterday. Which I talked about. Me and Marcus talked about on the podcast, on the last episode with the Mothership episode. We talked about the Kali Yuga a little bit, but let me explain about the Kali Yuga a little more. The Kali Yuga is basically this mother goddess that reigned for X amount of time and years on Earth, and her time is up. Her time came up yesterday, and now we in this new age, and in a golden age where it's renewed, transforming, how can I put it? No more misleading and dark. No more darkness. There's no more darkness anymore. It's everything is being put to light. Everyone is that seek this type of knowledge and wisdom will come more of light. They will come more of light. The truth is going to set everyone free to the realest extent, and it's going to set everyone free. Because now we have entered in a new body of energy and time within the solar system, within ourselves, and we want to feel it. And I felt it yesterday. Yesterday felt like a high. It felt like a high. And I had a couple of people told me that they felt high. They felt a difference yesterday. And I know I wasn't the only one tripping. So, yeah, it's we here with it. We here now, and welcome, and congratulations. We made it. We made it. We here. We made it. And you know what I'm saying. And my brother Marcus, he touched on how you can tell when we experienced the whole everything that happened in 2020. You know what I'm saying. We experienced that. And everyone was, you know what I'm saying, was sick, and everyone got, you know what I'm saying, was prepping and the pandemic and all that. I don't want to say the words because I don't want, you know what I'm saying, my page to be flagged or anything be flagged. So you get the gist from where I'm getting at. So it's like we all experienced this, right? And he broke down and say that what we got, that virus that we all received, was determined how we was going to react, or is we can take the energy that's going to be on the earth for these next couple of years. Is we going to be ready for that? And a lot of people had died. A lot of people was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, those that's listening and watching, ask yourself, from 2020 until now, how your spirituality been? How you been? How your energy been? Like, what you been putting out? What you been putting out and getting back? You know what I'm saying? So you can look in the timeline and see that a whole difference came about, a whole energy came about, and we didn't know. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, in the beginning of times, and we're gonna go to the origin of the Anunnakis. The Anunnakis always alter with DNA and stuff like that. And you know that the second sun is here. It was here since 2020 when the whole alignment with the conjunction happened and everything. Yeah, that was when mothership has arrived. And it's closer to Earth now. It's closer to Earth. And what happened in 2020 was the wake-up call to let everyone know what time it is. And those, I guess those that wasn't, like their bodies wasn't ready for what went transpired or went down, was meant to be in the time that we're in now to experience the new age, the golden age. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say that because it just go hand in hand a little bit to what Farrakhan was talking about, because he brought up like how we have all these churches, but the community is still corrupted. Like, we have all these churches in the hood, but nothing is really being changed. Why is that? Things have gotten worse. And he talked about the Nation of Islam and how the brothers was helping the community, building the community, spreading the word. All of them, all the brothers, all the people in the nation, they was making people better. And it's like, you gotta really look at your religion and what you believe in, and look and see, is it helping anyone? Is it helping our family? Is it helping the community? What are you doing? If what you're doing is only being worked on and helping only those that's in those doors, you're limiting yourself. You're only doing but so much. You're not even carrying out the purpose of what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are we really doing here, type of thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just looking at that and just seeing how the world is and how they try to misconstrue Muslims and the nation, when they've been putting work in. They be putting no work in. Like, truth be told, when we look at Muslims and the nation, they put in work. They go stand in the streets and they go talk, they talk. You know what I'm saying? Muslims, they gonna pray, they gonna pray 7 to 5 times a day, and you know what I'm saying? And show they belief and faith. And you look at, and then Buddha too, like, but you look at all these other religions and again, I'm not here to talk down on any religion. I'm just trying to give everyone a different perspective and an outlook on what's going on, because it's like we have to really stop and think and look at things and see if it's really, is this really helping us as a collective? Is it beneficial, or this just some money pocketing, manipulative religion that I put myself in? Hold on real quick. One second. So like, you really, like, we have to look at certain things, and When Farrakhan brought that up, man, it just sparked a lot in me and just be like, wow, that's what's really going on. And majority of us don't even see that. You know what I'm saying? We still stuck in tradition, still stuck on what we've been taught instead of unteaching ourselves and really grow and, you know what I'm saying, expand the mind. It's like some of us are scared to expand our mind beyond what we have been taught. It's like we don't want to learn anything else but just that. And then not even just that. Some people don't even read or research what they believe in. They just believe it. You know what I'm saying? And then bash people on social media when they believe something they see on social media. But you believe in what somebody telling you in the pulpit, but you won't go do the proper research for yourself and understand what you're getting yourself into. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are we really doing? Like, what are we really doing? So, like, so it's like, we either gonna do the works, put our faith to works, and do what's done, because we in those times now. We in the times. The light workers are here. The light workers are here, and it's gonna amplify, as you can see. Like, you can look at my evolution of starting Third Eye 5 and starting the podcast from 2018 and doing it from outside on my phone to now able to make it this studio type vibe and interviewing people and questioning people and having people research and, you know what I'm saying, having these conversations. Like, you can see the evolution and what I'm doing. And I'm showing my light. I'm shining my light. And you have to ask yourself, are you shining your light? What is your way of shining your light? Is it by just going to a 9-to-5 and coming back home and that's it? And do a little reading about Jesus and Allah? Or are you out here talking and uniting, building your people up as a collective, or out here teaching to one at a time? Or, you know what I'm saying, what are you doing to shine your light? What are you doing to shine your light? That's gonna be the title of this podcast. What are you doing to shine your light? Like, we have to ask ourselves that. And be serious and honest with ourselves and what we're willing to do moving forward. Because people think we have a lot of time. People think we have a lot of time. You can tell by the weather. What's going on with the weather? The eruptions of the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the snow, all that. A lot of different shit going on. Cause why? The second sun is here. The second sun is here. Mothership is here. For all we know, it's been here, but the second sun is really here. And it's like now, is we want to put what we believe in, what we believe, what we righteously believe and see ourselves being, are we going to really do it? How do you see yourself? How do you really see yourself? And ask yourself this, how you see yourself, is it aligning to what you're doing right now? Farrakhan brought up something, another thing. He talked about how come when all these other disciples and people in the Bible is being talked about, like Moses and Joseph and John and Jeremiah, all these people being talked about in the Bible, but when Jesus is being talked about, everyone gets hyped up, worked up, shouting and all this other stuff, and feel something because of that name, when there's many others that came before him that done work to bring righteousness and unity to the people and freeing people. But people be catching the Holy Ghost for Jesus though. And what is the Holy Ghost? Why are you catching the Holy Ghost? What is the Holy Ghost? Who came up with the Holy Ghost? And why only in Christianity y'all catching the Holy Ghost? What do that even mean? Did Jesus ever catch the Holy Ghost? Did anybody in the Bible ever catch the Holy Ghost? All that extra stuff you see in church, did anybody in church ever did that? Or in those times did that, for say? Like, we have to ask ourselves this. You really, like, we gotta start thinking and start putting two and two together and start putting 1, 2 and 1 + 1 = 2 together. Like, we gotta put these mathematics together. Cause this is how they are able to manipulate and do what they want to do in the world. Cause we not using our own heads and thinking for real. Because why? Because they threw a book at us to distract us from their works and believe that what's written in this book is what is being said and what it is what it is. Knowing goodness well, they gave these books out and put it on these Indians to manipulate them and to take over what they have. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. So how long are we going to allow something to continue to take over us instead of us doing our own work and being something and doing something and living out our purpose? Like, you feel like you're not worthy to be like Jesus? You think that you can't be a vessel? To be a messenger? And Farrakhan has said something about Muhammad being the last messenger, and that he don't agree that there's no last messenger. How can it stop with just him when there's life still going on and there's people still getting downloads and information from the source, the creator, the almighty Allah, Anu, Elohim? So the messages don't just stop with Muhammad. The messages don't just stop with Jesus. It's you. And this is an aside. If you gonna take that responsibility. And that's another thing. Some of us don't want to take responsibility for actions and what we really here to be doing. You know? So when he started talking about the Holy Ghost, man, I'm like, yeah, what is the Holy Ghost? What really is the Holy Ghost? How is you catching the Holy Ghost? Where did it even came from? Excuse me. Because for one, I thought they said Holy Spirit, not Holy Ghost. So now you fucking with me. Now you fucking with me. That's how you gotta look at it, man. Yeah. So I'm gonna end it on that note at the 31 minute mark. I just wanted to touch on that, and I just wanted to bring that to the forefront and have y'all ask yourselves and your family and your friends, what are you doing to shine your light? Or what are the ways that you can shine your light and change now to better yourself and make that happen? What are we doing? What are we doing to move forward in this new age? But assalamu alaikum. Salam. This is 3rd Out of 5, Just Survive podcast. Y'all tune in tomorrow at 5:30 for the artist review. And I will have a message after the artist review. So stay tuned. Live, breathe, meditate, connect, love, spread peace, no fear. I'm out.